This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. State lawmakers adopted a joint resolution today condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Republican Representative Patrick Neville, an Army veteran, spoke about the courage of the Ukrainian military.
We bring this resolution forward today to show our support to the Ukrainian people that are fighting this and to show that we are with them, our prayers are with them, and we admire their courage and hope that they prevail.
Lawmakers also joined Governor Polis in welcoming any Ukrainian refugee to Colorado. Colorado lawmakers are pushing to protect elected officials and public board members from professional complaints when they take public policy positions. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Last October, Douglas County Board of Health member Linda Fielding voted to drop mask requirements in schools. Later, the state received an anonymous complaint against Fielding's medical professional license. Her supporters say the complaint was bunk since it was focused entirely on her public policy position and not anything to do with a patient or medical treatment. But Fielding said that it's forced her to spend thousands in legal fees to protect her livelihood.
On controversial public issues, there are legitimate ways of expressing disagreements, but surely retaliation or threatened retaliation against a professional's license is not one of them.
A bipartisan bill that would automatically dismiss these kinds of complaints won unanimous support in the state Senate last week. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Front Range is in the upper 50s and low 60s today, overnight lows in the 30s and the 60s for your Tuesday. You're listening to CPR News.